Hi, this is Maddie Rose, host of The Fame Game, and this is Our Future is Missing. Please be on the lookout for Lauren Spirer. She is 20 years old and went missing from Bloomington, Indiana, June 3, 2011 at 4:30 a.m. She is Caucasian, 4'11", 95 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde hair. She was wearing a white tank top, a white button-down shirt, and full-length black spandex pants. If you know of Lauren's whereabouts, please contact the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children's Hotline, 1-800-THE-LOST or 1-800-843-5678. To see a picture of Lauren, please click on the link on the Voice America homepage, Our Future is Missing, or go to ourfutureismissing.com. Thank you.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy Jacob Lattimore with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/voiceamerica or search for us at keyword Voice America. This is voiceamericakids.com.
Welcome to American Pulse on the Voice America Kids channel. Our show will bring you tomorrow's leaders today, and we'll also share what kids just like you are doing to make a difference. Now, here's your host.
So, I have good news to tell everyone. I got into the University of Florida! Yay! Exciting, exciting. However, I got into this new program. It's called the Innovation Academy. And for those of you that don't know, it's based on a spring and summer semester calendar. It's kind of like a unique college experience where you can leave your fall semester up to, like, for internships, online courses, study abroad, I already said interns, and basically anything. It's not, you know, your typical thing, but I'm just going to keep my options open, and for those of you who are listening possibly and gone to Innovation Academy, you should add me on Facebook, Alexa J, and we can chat and talk about it. So yeah, I just want to let you guys know that, and I'm really excited though. I'm still waiting on American University and Boston University, so go Gators! You! Anywho, I have a very special guest with me today. His name is Lewis. And funny thing is, I probably would have never had a conversation with Lewis until the other day. I was in math class at 7 o'clock in the morning, and we had a substitute. And this kid just gets up in the middle of class and says, he's just like, oh, I have an announcement, or not really an announcement.
Presentation.
A presentation, yeah. And he said, I need one volunteer. And I'm, of course, me. I'm like, okay, I'll be the volunteer.
And she just woke up.
Yeah, and I woke up from a nap. I'm like, oh, volunteer? Me in the center stage?
She's got drool all over her face. It's disgusting.
Thanks.
No offense.
And so I go up there, and he, like, asks me, like,
simple questions.
Yeah, just simple questions. And, like, as he keeps on asking, he gets closer and gets closer to see if I, like, back away. And I never ended up backing away, really, because I'm not really an awkward person. But the whole moral of the story was that people back away from the truth. And then he went on to explain his story, where I'm going to let you finish off. This is Lewis, everyone.
All right. Hi, guys. I'm Lewis. Pretty much, Alexa told you how we met. And when I went up there, I told her, I asked her simple questions, and she didn't back off. When she didn't back off, I was confused. I was like, why isn't she backing off? I got scared. So then I just told her to take her seat, and then I started. I told them that when I was young, my parents, they could raise me, but they had to leave me with a babysitter when they went to work. So my babysitters, they were Christians, and when they would go to church, I would go to church. And the funny thing is that there was this guy that he, when I was in the stroller, he said one day this kid is going to be a man of God. And when he said that, when I found out he said that, I was surprised. So time goes on, and I'm doing my own thing. When I go to middle school, I was a bully. I messed with everyone. I'd crack on everyone. Be like, oh, you ugly. Yeah, you. And I would just mess with everybody. And I remember one time, I was making specifically fun of gay people. And I said, oh, I was always religious. And I said, oh, if I really am gay, then I'll have sex before marriage. And when that happened, just time goes on, and I went to high school. I did things with the girl, and the first thing that came to my mind was that sentence. And I was surprised. I was like, whoa, no, God, you're a lie. You got to be joking with me. So then I go to Calvary Chapel. When I go to Calvary Chapel, out of all the days in the world, guess who shows up? A gay pastor. And he started explaining his story on how he had changed through Christ. And when that happened, I just backed away from the truth. I just didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to see anything from it. I just turned away.
What was the truth?
The truth was that I was gay, and through Christ, I changed.
And you always, like, you made fun of gay people when you were in middle school. When did you think you knew it back then, or?
No, I don't think I did, just because I was trying to follow the crowd. I was trying to be someone that I wasn't.
Yeah.
Just to do things that really didn't fulfill my heart, that just, like, it was just emptiness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, where was that? Christ, right?
Yeah.
All right. I backed away from church, and I started going to soccer. Soccer was always my passion, still is somewhat.
Yeah.
And I got good at it because I was always trying to avoid the truth. I got scholarships. I had everything paid. I was going to go to Europe to play professional. I had it set. My life was pretty much soccer. And then I started going to church. And funny thing is,
how'd you get back into church?
Huh?
How did you get back into
church? Oh, my friend, when he had a youth group one day, and I'm not going to lie, Christians always pissed me off. They were annoying. You want to come to church? I'm like, nah, bro, I'm good. Like, I just get out of my face, you know?
Yeah.
And then that one day, so he wouldn't bother me anymore, I went. And when I went, I liked it. Apart from
the food. Of course, that always happens.
Apart from the free food, it was awesome. I mean, like, it was great. And God, one day, he told me, he looked me straight in the eye, like the pastor, and it felt like he was talking straight to my heart. He was like, you don't have to follow me if you don't want to, but don't come crying to me when you see other people getting blessed in your shoes. And that just scarred my life. I was like, you know what, let me just quit soccer just to make sure, you know. Like,
that was what made you want to, so you dropped everything just because, like, what was it exactly that had made you just totally change?
I would say the first time I actually felt Christ, the first time I felt him was in this week. It was called Conquista.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a week where you go and from 9 to 1, just go and just worship God, just have fun activities.
Mm-hmm.
And one day it hit me hard. Like, first time in my whole life that I actually dropped a real tear. And I was like,
A real tear.
Like, I never cried before. I always, like, you know, those guys are like, yeah.
I never cried.
Yeah. Like that. I was one of those guys. And when I felt that, I was like, this is real. This isn't just another thing, you know? This isn't a religion.
It's a relationship with Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And ever since then, things just continuously changed. And I wouldn't be here speaking about this if I didn't make the changes I did. Like, it was something out of this world.
That's pretty incredible. I was just, like, I was confused on your story when you first started. Like, so when you said you found out you were gay, but, like, are you the gay pastor? What did he say?
The gay pastor, to be honest, I don't really remember. Just the fact that he went up and he was like, oh, I was gay. I was like, yeah. What the heck? Like, I was, like, scared.
But, like, how did you feel embarrassed? Did you tell your friends, like?
Oh, actually, I didn't end up telling them my testimony till a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. So, being a high school senior, because the other week, we were talking about how everyone puts, and that was part of your story when you first shared it with me in the classroom, was everyone puts on a facade, and because they can't be comfortable with themselves. And when you have Christ, you're able to totally just be comfortable with yourself, no matter who you are.
Exactly.
And share it. Like, you, I wanted to give you this opportunity to share your testimony, because I know that you said you wanted to share it at the senior assembly in front of all, he was going to share it in front of all of our student classmates. And I said, well, hey, look, I have this radio show thing. You can come on here and share it.
And it's funny, because after that assembly, I remember I got mad because I didn't go up, because there was a kid who made a joke about Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? So that, I felt like that was my chance to, like, get up and say what I had to say. Funny thing is that before that, I was praying to God. I always wanted to share my testimony and, like, speak to someone's heart while I was crying, like, real crying.
Real tears,
yeah. And I remember I walked out of there. I threw an F-bomb. I was so mad with myself. And I go on the bus, and I started crying. I was, like, crying. And this girl asked me, what's wrong? And I started telling it to her, and as I was telling her, I started tearing up. Like, I looked like the biggest wuss in the world. I was like, no. And then when I got home, I was like, oh, crap, God answered my prayer. Like, it was weird. It was the weirdest
thing. And you told her your story.
Huh? Yeah, I told her my story. People knew, but, like, just the fact that I told her that, oh, before that, I had wanted to kill myself because of that, it was serious. Like, I considered myself a huge hypocrite. Well, I was a huge hypocrite, and it was just something that I couldn't let go, something that scarred me.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear the rest of your story. We're going to have to wrap it up for right now, but listen up for more testimonies from Lewis. We'll be right back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
Kids safe, mother approved. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the tech team. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
The longer you listen, the later it gets. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm here with Lewis, and he was just getting into a really intense story, and we were cut off short. So I want him to, he was telling his testimony about, well, he's better at telling it than I am, but he was saying how he dropped soccer. He was going to go to Europe and to South America, and he dropped everything because God had called on his heart. And when I met him at first, I was totally shocked that this kid was getting up at our public school where everyone tries to be someone who they're not. And when he got up in the middle of class, I was like, who the heck is this kid? Never talked to him in my life. We've had classes together, just never talked to him. And he gets up and he just starts talking about God. And I have a relationship with God, and I would love to make it get a better relationship with God, because that's one of the most important things in life, almost, because faith is what keeps you going. Doesn't matter what religion you are, you just need to have a faith. And Lewis, after I saw him speak, I was like, wow, maybe this is God speaking to me through him, which is, after me and Lewis were talking, that's what he wants to do. He wants to bring God to people. He likes to see the hope in people, right?
Yeah, see the hope in their eyes, make them smile for a change, you know?
That's the most rewarding thing, is like seeing someone happy and knowing that you put an impact on them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, funny thing is, all right, let me ask you a question right now. So would you like to be loved? Do you want to be loved?
Of course.
You want to be loved, right? And would you say, are you perfect, or is anyone perfect in this world?
No.
No, right?
No.
All right. So I got a question. Why is it that everyone looks for perfect love and imperfect people?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good question, because everyone has this stereotype of what a relationship should be. And that's the downfall to every person's relationship, is like, oh, well, this so-and-so, he calls her every night and he doesn't flirt with this girl, and he got her chocolate and teddy bear on Valentine's Day, and you got me flowers. Like, you know, like, so.
Like, I don't know. Usually that's what we picture as love, but most of the time love, it's more sacrifice than it is hearts and kisses, you know? Like, most people feel like by them getting married, or most people feel like by them having a relationship, that they'll be happy, but they don't realize it, that that's not God. That's not what God wants. God wants them to be holy before they have a relationship. They should be fulfilled before they even have it. Have a friendship before anything else. Like, most people, they tend to go to that stuff. When I say stuff, I mean like I don't want to say drugs and stuff like that.
Stuff that fulfills them, that could fulfill that, like, void in them.
Temporary satisfaction.
Yeah.
In other words, like, for example, like, I want to say, like, a girl who sleeps around with a lot of men, right? Like, mm-hmm. In other words, a whore. No offense, but like.
No offense to me.
Let's say, what are they trying to do? They're just trying to be loved, right?
Yep.
And they feel like by them flirting with every guy, they just need attention. They just think that, oh, let me do this thing with this guy. Oh, it felt good at the moment, but why do I still feel like this?
Yeah.
It's like
the temporary satisfaction.
Temporary satisfaction. It's like they get a box, like a present box, right? Like a mm-hmm. present. And when they open it, they just see an empty box. And each time they keep on getting a bigger box, but an emptier box.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is this? Like, why is this happening to me? And things from there, they just go south. In other words, it
continues on.
It continues on into even worse things. And that's when they lead into drugs. That's when they lead into alcohol. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what true love is. And they just look for satisfaction in the wrong places, just to realize that in the end, the satisfaction was looking for you. God was looking for you. That's what being a Christian is all about. Being a Christian, when you say religion, mm-hmm. religion is man looking up to God, trying to reach for God. But Christianity, or having a relationship with Christ, is God coming down and picking us up from what we feel is, right. But if you think about it, most of the time what we feel is right is usually wrong.
Wrong.
Like,
that's a really good analogy. I've never looked at it in that way, but I've always seen religion and having a relationship with God totally different. And a person who is like, who just sees church as going to church as a burden, mm-hmm. they don't have a relationship with, they have no idea like what they're missing.
Yeah, they have a religion, and they don't see how great it is. Like, I know most people, they think like, oh crap, Christians, like, good, just get out of my face. I don't even want to hear you right now. But they don't know what they're trying to bring to them. It's like, as if someone were to offer you $1 million, would you take it?
Yeah.
all right, it's the same thing, just mm-hmm. in a different form.
Yeah. Why like reject it? What is the loss? I don't see why people decide to become atheists, or like, what is the point of living when you don't have any faith in anything? Like, what's the point of living? Like, what are you trying to gain all this success for, this earthly like superficial nothing?
Exactly.
You know, like, there has to be something more. There's obviously something greater than us, and I mean, of course, there's scientific facts. However, there is something greater than
There's a lot greater than this. Let me tell you, not my testimony, but one of my friends from church. When he was young, he had a sister, right? And he was a twin. I think he came out first or second. It had to be one of the two.
Well,
but the point is that when he came out disabled, like he couldn't walk. He couldn't walk at all. And the doctors, they were like, this man is never going to walk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But supernaturally, God healed him. What do I mean by that? He went to an encounter. We call it an exodus at my church, which is a 3-day retreat with God. And what he did is, with his faith, Jesus healed him. He was able to walk again. Yeah, he doesn't walk 100%, but he walks. The point is that...
Are you serious?
I'm being so serious.
What? Like, how to... Go more detail, like... He literally was healed.
He was healed. Like
this kid, he went to the retreat disabled.
Disabled. He couldn't walk. He was paralyzed from the waist down, if I'm not mistaken. Or if not, his whole body, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it was the waist down, though. And from that, science said that he couldn't be healed. And guess what? Science is wrong. Science is wrong.
He could walk.
He could walk, yes. And I got a whole bunch of other stories, but... I would personally like them to say it.
I would love to have them on the show.
There's one of my youth leaders, they were coming back from the retreat, right? And the bus shut down, and a car right next to them crashed, and the lady died. The paramedics claimed her dead. It was over. And when they said that, he was like, one of the leaders, he was like, no, in Jesus' name, the spirit of life come into her, and the spirit of death, get out. Right when he said that, it's like, you know when you're in the pool too long and you're doing that breath contest, right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, crap, I can't do it. And then you swim up and you're like that. He told me it was just like that. She breathed in air. She breathed in life. She's like, and
are you serious?
And everybody was like, what is going on here?
Who was that, your youth?
My youth leader said that happened to him on one of the encounters, like when they were coming back or going there.
That energy that you carry with you. Huh? It's that, like, especially when you're on, like we were just saying, when I come back from church, like, you're on fire. And it's all a matter of just keeping that fire.
Yeah, it's a matter of just, like, keep on talking to God. When I talk to God, I promise you, it's exactly like I'm talking to her. I'm like, yo, what's up, God?
You give him a handshake?
I give him a handshake, you know, I'll be like, my love, bro, you know. The other day I saw a dove, and I was like, it was a pretty big dove, and I was like, wow, God, you're fat. Like, no disrespect. I was like, and I just started cracking up. I joke around with God. That's how it should be.
You guys, you're bros.
Exactly, broskies. All the
way. that's awesome.
Yeah.
I wish I could, like, I just wish I had more of an a relationship with him.
And it's never too late to start. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. That's great. Well, we're going to wrap this segment up. More to come on the next one. So listen up. Stay right there. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
We didn't invent Kid Talk, we perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Jacob Lattimore, with a question from my fans on Voice America Kids. Do you have what it takes to be America's next young superstar? If you're the ages between 8 and 12 years old, then step up to the microphone. You could win $25,000 in cash, a recording contract, and a scholarship. So make sure you get your parents' permission first, then go to www.stepuptothemicrophone.com to enter. Peace.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
And we're back. I'm your host, Lexa J. You're listening to the American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. My good friend Lewis is here with me. We're just hanging out, talking about God and stuff, you know. Talking about our broski, Jesus, you know.
JC, you know.
JC and Hood. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Just give me that neck.
Let me get that neck. So you're telling us your testimony, and you said how you found out in middle school how you were a bully and you were you'd make fun of gay people primarily, and then suddenly you found out that you yourself were gay.
Yeah.
Talk about how you came to that realization and how difficult it was to cope with it, with your family, with your friends. Just, I'm sure, because that's not, it's becoming more accepted, but obviously it's not, it's different.
Yeah. Well, my parents are honestly the only ones that know in my family. Like, I told them my testimony, and when I went to the encounter, I, like, changed, like, not only my views, but God, I don't have gay temptations anymore. Like, I strictly like girls. God changed me. But growing up, like, I remember I would do it just because my friends, they were bullies themselves. Like, I don't know if, I don't consider them bullies. They were just, like, sarcastic and just mean, and I don't know. That's just a Spanish thing for some reason, like family members and stuff. They just make fun of each other. Mm-hmm. And that's how we get along. That's how we bond. And that was one of the things that it was weird. Like,
they would just tell you that you're gay all the time? Would they say that to you?
They'd be like, oh, you're a faggot dog. You're like, you're gay. You know, like, we just say that. We just joke around like that all the time, right? Until high school, when I went to Calvary Chapel and God told me, and I was like, things changed drastically. Like,
God said that you were gay.
Yeah, and he was pretty much like, oh, it's fine. And then the pastor was like, oh, he changed me. Like, he was like, yeah, like, everything's good. Like, doesn't matter. I accept you for who you are. You don't have to put on a front. Have you heard of the saying, wear your heart on your sleeve?
Yeah.
Where, when I went up on, when was it, like, last week or something like that? Mm-hmm. Before that, I was wearing my heart on my sleeve. Obviously, you didn't notice because you're wearing glasses. but when I did that, people were like, why are you wearing that? And I was telling my testimony, and they were just so surprised that I was so real with them.
Yeah.
And part of saying the truth is really hard, like, saying that I was gay, and especially people who are, like, who've never talked to, they're like, what's this, like, just because it's their first impression.
Yeah.
First impressions mean a lot.
Yeah.
They mean a lot.
So here's this kid I've never talked to in my life. He's wearing his heart on his sleeve. He was gay, but now he's not gay, and he's preaching the Bible to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a story, that's for sure.
Yeah, God works in weird ways. Like, he's a weird character, I can't even lie. He's really weird, weirder than Alexa over here. You know how things work.
Yeah, Alexa is pretty weird. So your family was accepting?
Huh? My mom, for some reason, my mom, even when I was little, she was always like, oh, like, because I would always make fun of them. And I would be with her, and we'd, like, crack on each other with my friends. She would always be like, oh, there's nothing wrong with gay people. I mean, it's cool. And I remember one time I was at a soccer game, right? And my friend asked, hey, Maria, my mom's name. Typical Spanish name, by the way, Maria. She was like, Maria, what would you do if Lewis was gay? And that's when I was like, oh, crap.
Did you tell your friend?
I told him a couple weeks ago. Like,
but he didn't, but this is before you even told him.
Yeah, this is before I told him.
Why would he say that?
Huh? I don't know. I have no idea. I never really asked him. I mean, I could ask him, but mm-hmm. I'd have to come back, which I wouldn't mind at all. Mm-hmm. It was something really really different. It's funny how things just started connecting one after another. And I don't really have, I can't explain it. It's just after God came into my life, I was just content with everything he gave me. Like he took away my temptation. He took away the gay temptation. He made me view things in a different way. Like before, I would view women as just like, I'd just be like objects and just be like, you know, what the radio says, like, oh, girl this, big butt that, blah, blah, blah. And then the girl...
Big butt, let me get some, back that up.
Yeah, you saved yourself, they're a good one. And I didn't know what I was supporting until one day I realized, I was like, who are they talking about? They're talking about my mom, too.
Yeah.
They're talking about my mom, and I'm just chilling. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You could talk about my mom like that. That's not cool. God created all of us for a purpose. So my purpose is obviously unique and different, but it is what it is.
So you told your parents, and they were accepting.
Yes, they were accepting. My family, I'll tell you when I'll come back and I'll tell you about that one.
So you still haven't told your extended, like, do you just live with your parents?
I just live with my parents, yeah. My friends know and my parents know.
Do people, like, look at you differently? Is it really hard? Like, didn't you say that, like, you wanted to, like, kill yourself and...
Oh, yeah. There was a preach about that. It was about wearing your heart on your sleeve. And part of it was that people will always see the bad. The bad is like what you do to other people that you have control over. Mm-hmm. Like when you curse at your mom, for example, or when you like go to hell, or you know, like the bad stuff, the things you have control over, the things that even you're embarrassed to look at. One of the things was like if we were to look at a two-hour clip of you and be like, this is Alexa's personal life, and roll the tape. Whoa. Yeah, exactly.
You would see me dancing in front of the mirror, singing just randomly, eating, and probably picking my toenails. I don't know.
You live a boring life, let me tell you that.
No, I'm just not getting, you know, too personal here.
Yeah, I know. But we would see personal things, things that no one else knows,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, things that you don't want people to know.
Exactly. And that's where the bad comes in. And mm-hmm. then the sad part, that's also part of wearing your heart on your sleeve. The sad part is the things you don't have control over. Like, most of the time, most of us have one parent in the house, like a mom or a dad. Sometimes we don't even have a parent in the house, yeah. in the picture, you know? Sometimes, in my case... I was gay, and I wanted to kill myself, and I...
You had no control over that. That's just how you were, like, wired.
Yeah, pretty much, and then God came and rewired me, apparently.
Did you feel, like, just, like, you didn't fit, and, like, you just felt like you were just...
I just felt like I was living two lives. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable with myself. Even when I walked, I'd feel weird. I'd be like... What the heck, like...
So this was in middle school to into high school?
So, like, 12th grade? Oh, actually, this year, yeah. And
wow.
And this year, I was just like, you know what, just like, I'm only keeping my eyes on God now. It doesn't matter what anybody else around me says.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad that, I mean, and maybe it was just a phase. And you're becoming experimental. And you learn from your experiences, and that's something that you always have to recall. And, I mean, maybe you never know what your future beholds, but that's always something to look back on. And it's a part of your testimony. It's how you are you.
Exactly. And
God has made that happen to you for a reason, so you can... you know, share to other people that are going through the same things, because I'm sure that there's probably, like, 1 out of 10 people that are listening are probably going through the same thing. Like, they're struggling with that inner battle. Like, they can't tell anyone but themselves. They,
exactly.
You know? Like, I mean, I'm not saying I'm gay, but, like, you know, there's other things in life where you just, like, have that inner battle in your brain, and you know what's the truth, but you, like you said, you back away from the truth.
You choose to not look at it in the face.
Yeah, because it's ugly.
Yeah, it's
ugly. The truth hurts.
A lot.
It really does.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, I know that I'm not supposed to be doing it, but I do things because everyone else is doing it. Like, it's, I was learning in psychology, like, we, as humans, it's a need. It is not a want. It is a need for us to belong, no matter what. Like, it was scientifically proven that there was a control group where they weren't, they, like, were given lines or whatever, and they had to, like, precise their accuracy, like, or what they thought, how long the line was, and then this other group would have to tell how long they thought the line was, but they would be told, like, people would be telling them wrong answers. Mm-hmm. So the people who were told the wrong answers obviously based it off those people, because no matter what they actually thought, they wanted to follow the crowd. So that just proves that people always, no matter what it is, they just want a sense of belonging.
Yeah, at some point in our life, like, we always tend to follow the crowd, regardless whether it's bad or wrong. Like, we tend to follow it, and like I said, like, it feels right at the moment, but then after you're done doing it, you know what you did was really
It was
really
wrong, because
dumb.
It always comes back to you.
Yeah.
We're going to continue this in a little bit. Jay, so stay right here. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel. Has your role model let you down? Every day it seems we turn on the news or read online that today's entertainment and sports stars have gotten out of hand again. Drugs, theft, drunk driving, and other actions of disorderly conduct are what some so-called role models are all about. Not here. Tune in to Runway Role Models and find out about some positive people who are making a difference now and paving the way for the future generation, our generation. Tune in to Runway Role Models every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
There's so much going on in the tech field. The tech team is here to sort it all out so that you know exactly what you need to get and what you should avoid. In this age of cell phones and text messaging and new discoveries every single day, you need to be informed. We'll bring you previews of new products, technology news, and help you make the right decision when you are out there buying that new MP3 player, cell phone, or mobile device. Don't do a thing until you've tuned in to the Tech Team, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is American Pulse on Voice America Kids. Don't be afraid to speak up and make your voice heard. You never know what effect you could have on your future and our country's future. Now, back to the show.
I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm here with Lewis. And we've had an amazing show so far, and it's our last segment, and
sadly,
it's been great getting to know you. Yeah. I'm glad that I got to meet you in this perspective, because sometimes when you meet people, it's very superficial. It's like, oh, hey, you know, like, you don't really
know their true colors.
Yeah, not at all. Like, and it's just amazing that with Christ, like, you've been able to totally be yourself with anyone. And I have so much respect for that, because that's mainly my idea. Like, I go around in school.
Yeah,
I mean, I feel like I know people like me, but I feel like some people don't like me, because I say how I feel, and I am completely honest with everyone. With all of my friends, I'm going to tell them the straight up truth. If they want my opinion, whether they like it or not, I'm going to tell them. Mm-hmm. And I don't put it on a front for anyone. This is me. Like, am I like this in school?
Mm. Yeah, you really are, though. You're just like, I want to say perky in a way.
Yeah. And
no, not perky. Perky is like kind of mean. I mean, like, you're like, you're just outgoing. You just have a conversation with anybody.
And people sometimes, like, people take that on the wrong way. Like, I honestly have the best intentions for everyone. I honestly, like, I have hope in everyone. And I just want to see everyone succeed. And, like, those people who just look at me as, like, some, I don't know, whatever they see me as. Mm-hmm. If they don't see my, they can't see my true colors because they're not true to themselves. Like, I'm putting myself right there, and I'm just like, I want the best for them, but they can't, they're so used to everyone being fake that they think I'm being fake.
Exactly. It's like too good to be true. Exactly. To be seen, like, they're like how they actually feel about certain things.
Exactly. It's too good to be true to them. And it's sad that people live their lives like that.
Yeah. And some people, sadly, they die like that, too. They just...
I know. I mean, I always, like, was like, wow, maybe it's just a high school thing. College is the place to really discover yourself. But fortunately for me, I feel like I discovered myself probably in seventh grade. What about you?
I've probably ninth grade year, tenth grade year, yeah. And I've just been myself ever since. And, like, just been relaxing, didn't really care. Like, this year was when I really stepped up my game with Christ and stuff like that, but... Before that, I was just, like, hitting back to myself.
What are your future plans with this?
With Christ, I feel like God's telling me to be a pastor.
Yeah, because you said that you had all of these big plans for soccer. Soccer, 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 soccer. That was your life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I knew you. Of course, I knew you because I'm the president. Yeah. I literally know everyone's name from, like, I know their first and last name.
That's a little creepy.
Except that kid behind that sits behind me in math class. I have no idea who he is. But other than that, I know everyone by their face and their name. I just knew you as a soccer player, and that's it.
Yeah, and the soccer player at our school doesn't have the best reputation. At least from what I hear from most people, it's not the best, but I plan on changing that.
I mean, you definitely changed it from the people who have heard your story. Like,
yeah.
That's incredible. So you want to become a pastor. Are you going to stay locally? What's your deal with college?
With college right now, I plan on going to FIU. And for some reason, I kind of want to go into political science.
Yeah.
I probably want to be a governor or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, probably.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Like, well, Mitt Romney's a Mormon. And he's a presidential Republican candidate. So.
Yeah, let's go with that. He's one of those.
Yeah, so... What would you do with that, do you think? Like,
I don't know.
You're into politics? Not really right now.
Not really right now, but for some reason I feel like God's telling me to go into
really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that could be true because with everything that's going on in the world right now, we need someone to step up to the plate.
Yeah.
It's crucial. And that's mainly, I'm into politics extremely too because with the way things are going, it's such a, just I hate to say it, but a liberal society where kids are getting punished for saying, I love God, but yet we can express our views about, like, the devil or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
We can wear our, like, celebrate Halloween, but if there's a poinsettia in the room, God forbid that represents Christmas, no, I will not have it in public schools.
Exactly.
And it's just, it's getting absurd to the point where people... They want to take out the In God We Trust off of our dollar. They want to take out the God and the Pledge of Allegiance. Like, that's what our country's based off of. It's faith. It's not a religion. It's having faith.
A relationship with
God. Yeah. It's having
like
a relationship.
Knowing that he's always there. Like,
he's guided our country. That's what our country's based off
of. Yeah, exactly. And if you haven't noticed, they're planning on taking off the dollar bill. We're going towards the wrong direction, towards, I guess you can say, the darkness.
Yeah.
Like, we're going, we support Halloween more than anything that has to do with God. And look what's happening with the economy.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. Like, they're going down a downward hill because they want everyone to be happy. And I don't understand it. Like, why do these people that have these unjust opinions just feel so entitled to, like, and you know what? They feel so entitled to express their opinions of hate and whatnot. And the government just basically promotes it by giving them so much freedom to do whatever they want. But yet the Christians and the people who are spreading a word of God get punished.
Exactly. And that
we're suppressed.
It's not right. It shouldn't be like that. It should be the other way around.
Exactly. And it's like, what is coming to this society?
Yeah, society. Like, society is supporting, I feel, and I would agree, I hope everybody agrees with me, that they're leading the youth into the wrong way.
With the media?
Exactly.
With the music, like we were saying earlier? Like
Nicki Minaj in the Super Bowl. Like,
or Nicki Minaj at the Grammys.
There you go, the Grammys.
If anyone saw at the Grammys, Nicki Minaj performed an exorcism. I didn't see it at the time, but I heard about it from my other friend who's a Christian, and she was literally shaken by it. I went on YouTube and I looked it up, and it was horrible. It was her, like, in a confession booth, and she was like, I'm a dragon, I'm a dungeon dragon. Like, literally, like, her voice got all demonic, and, like, she was shaking the place, and the preacher was, like, freaking out, and then came down this like, video screen. And have you seen the movie The Devil Inside Me?
No, thank God I haven't.
Well, it was supposed to be, like, a replica of that, like, the exorcism. And it was like, where is the child? And it was, like, Nicki Minaj, like, eating lipstick. And, like, the priest comes in, she, like, flies to the back of the room. Like, she's this ex. Like, it was so creepy, the whole performance. And then she came down, and she's, like, in chains. And she's just, like, basically just saying, like, I love the devil. And this woman is, like, super rich, super famous. And people look up at her as an idol.
Exactly. And just a quick off topic real quick. In the Bible, it says that your eyes and ears are the gateway to your soul. So whatever you watch and whatever you hear, it's going to affect you greatly on where you're going to end up. And sadly, it's straight up, but it's the truth. And truth hurts. Truth does hurt.
That's what my pastor said the other day. Like, you need to extract the flesh, the meaty flesh that you don't need. Like, maybe you have this addiction to workaholics like I do. And you know it's not a godly show. You know that it's not benefiting you in any way besides providing superficial entertainment for you at temporary satisfaction.
Exactly. Like, for me, it's a little weird, but, like, every day after school, I love to take naps. Love it. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
But then after I wake up, I'm like, oh, man, I missed so much. I could have done my homework. I could have gone to church. I could have read the Bible. And then I'm like, the temporary satisfaction in the end got me. Yeah. Like, if you guys want, do you mind for a Bible verse?
No, okay. Not at all.
It says on, what's it called? On Proverbs 23, 32. At the last, it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Meaning that in the end, once you start going away, once you start leading towards the wrong things, ungodly things, and then it's going to bite you in the back. It's going to backstab you, and it's going to feel like the worst pain you've ever felt. Like, nothing.
You're going to reach that point of no return.
Pretty much.
And you know what's funny is, like, when people reach that point of no return, they've experienced everything. They've done it all, drugs, sex, whatever. And they're at that point where they're either on their deathbed or they're just so emotionally and mentally distraught that they reach for God, and our God is such a merciful God that he will just extract them from the root and totally replenish their lives. Like, I know so many stories, like my pastor, even of Calvary Chapel, Bob, like, he's a prime example. Like, he was in Las Vegas doing cocaine and, like, having sex with strippers. And now he's just, like, a famous
pastor,
an amazing, amazing, amazing pastor. Like, he's changed millions of lives, I'm sure of it. And it's incredible.
And there was this one, I guess you can say, a story at our church. It was like this lady, she had tried everything. She was rich. She had all the money. And before she killed herself, she left a note. She said, I have tried everything and nothing works.
Wow.
And then I think there was more to know. I don't remember, but that's the one thing I do remember. She's like, I tried everything and nothing worked. And then they found her dead. Yeah,
she didn't have God.
Exactly. She wasn't fulfilled. She didn't have that peace inside.
You can have as much money in the world, but nothing can fulfill you as much as Christ.
Because let me bring something to your attention. What happens when you get money?
You buy stuff.
Okay. And what happens when you buy stuff?
You need more money.
And when you get more money, what do you want?
More stuff.
So if you haven't noticed, it's like it continuously goes on. It's a reaction, and it's a never-ending cycle to a never-ending fulfillment. It's mm-hmm. like the present that you keep on wanting, and you're like, you keep on getting, you open, and you're like, why? Like, why is it empty? And then you can buy another stuff, more stuff, more stuff. At the end of the day, you have everything in the world, and you're still broke because you're not fulfilled inside. God's not with you, then you don't have anything.
God is the perpetual gift.
Pretty much. Yeah, that was why JC came.
It's true, man. Well, it looks like the end of our segment. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would like to give an opportunity to those who, to give their life to Christ, if they would like to. Just start, like, end with a little prayer.
Okay.
All right. Just bow your heads and close your eyes. I'll lead you guys in prayer. Thank you, Father God, for this wonderful day that you've given us to come and share your glory and beautifulness. We pray, God, that you've impacted their hearts and that you continue to work through them and never let them go. Help them keep on moving forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That was nice. Thank you so much for being on my show.
All right. And no problem. I'd love to come back any day.
Definitely. We'll talk more in class.
All right. No problem.
All right. Well, that's it for now. I'm your host, Alexa J. You're listening to The American Pulse on the Voice America Kids Network.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Thank you for listening to American Pulse. Please join us again next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Kids. What can you do to make a difference before our next show?